that would mean traffic light at the Polestar, traffic light at Thomas Keyes's, Primerica, the Mountain Top Roundabout, Tesco Roundabout, and at the bottom of the town in a Tintai as well. I believe this would be a huge benefit, and particularly in the morning times when a huge volume of traffic is coming into the town, and then in the evening time when we have a huge volume of traffic leaving the town then again. And I believe these solutions are something we should be working towards as a matter of urgency. I've met with the Minister on this, and I have raised this with TIA as well. So both are looking at this favourably at the moment. We just need, I suppose, our own engineering people working with consultants to finalise the proposal for it and to try and get funding for this as a matter of urgency.
As you said, 2.5 million, a lot of that would go towards a computerised system to ensure that the lights work in tandem. If you just randomly put lights at six or seven different locations, you could worsen the problem. There's going to be a lot of planning and a lot of coordination going into this.
Yeah, well, I'm led to believe these are the latest. These are the latest solutions to a lot of the traffic problems that we have, and supposed to be the best equipment available. So I think we need that. We have a huge volume of traffic on a daily basis coming to and from the town, and indeed many people going through the town, going to different parts of the county as well. So I think there's an onus on Donegal County Council as a matter of urgency to complete the work and to source the funding as a matter of urgency, because we don't want, we want where we can to minimise any traffic disruption that people are having.
You've made the point that this is a solution for the short to medium term. In the longer term, the answer is going to be ultimately the Montague Link.
Oh, there's absolutely no doubt, and I've said in the past that the Bunagee Link route selection should be fast-tracked as well, because the Bunagee Link couldn't happen quick enough. That process, to me, is far too slow, and that should definitely be a priority for this government to have the Bunagee Link funded and built as quickly as possible, because even if we started straight away, it would take a number of years. So we need to have the route selection complete as a matter of urgency, then the design complete, and then the CPO of the lands in order to get to construction. That should be a top priority for Donegal as a whole.